Let's talk to Captain Wayne Miller, first of all, about the Mobile Tensaw Delta. Captain Wayne, how you doing, bud?
Doing great. How are you and Joe?
We're doing good. You know, the springtime weather, I'm sure you're just hammering the bass out there.
Yeah, you know, the fishing's been pretty good this week. You're just, you know, somewhat limited as far as the available water to fish.
Yeah,
we
I
don't
know.
We don't have a lack of water. It's just a lack of fishable water.
Right.
You know, we still got flooded conditions in the middle and the upper delta. You know, the Berry steam plant, the Mobile River reading, is around 8 feet right now, and we've actually got a little rise on it. They're expecting it to go to about 8.5 by this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we can get this little cool front and maybe get a little north wind, it'll help us get some of that water out of here. But, you know, the interesting thing is right now, and Joe was just referring to it, I mean, these fish, they don't have a calendar. They're just going by water temperature, and, man, it's amazing that, you know, as cold as we started this year off, and right at the end of February, you know, we had water temperatures in the mid to upper 70s.
Man.
Well, you know, I really wanted to go fishing, and the Tensaw Delta is right close to my house. I knew it was muddy, so I went to Baymanette Creek last weekend, and I knew I was going to get schooled because that's a tough creek. It's deep and real fresh, clear water, but we caught a few fish, but I would say it was an average trip for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's been some real good, you know, reports coming out of the Delta, and I've had some really good days, but I've had some tough days, too. It's, you know, it's just that time of year. You know, there's a lot of fish that have moved up, and I'm speaking primarily about the bass, that have moved up into the shallow water now. But you're catching a lot of, you know, male bass, a lot of bucks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for the people that are getting out there, you know, one way to eliminate some water pretty quick. I've had a lot of luck this week catching them on soft plastic, primarily lizards. I've been throwing, you know, just a watermelon chartreuse lizard and a gene bug lizard. But one thing that I like to do when I get in the area, you know, I'll pick up that quarter or 3/8 ounce white spinnerbait and cover a lot of water pretty quick until I start getting bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I do, I slow down with the plastic, and that's worked real well for me from the standpoint of going in the creeks and trying to find areas that have, you know, quite a few fish on them that are active and feeding.
You know, we caught a few bass on our perch minnows last weekend at Baymanette Creek, and they were fat and beautiful.
Oh, man, that's one great thing right now, and I've been having this discussion with quite a few of the fishermen in the area. You know, the fish are just in fantastic shape. I mean, it's, you know, from all indications, you know, we've had some really fantastic years from the standpoint of the fish being able to spawn, and, you know, the health of the fishery is just, it's really phenomenal right now.
What do you attribute that to?
You know, we've seen, you know, a resurgence on the south end of the Delta and also in the middle of grass, you know, and without a major hurricane event, without, you know, having a tremendous inundation of that salt water that kills that grass, you know, it's taken quite a few years, but we're seeing that grass come back in these lakes. And it just adds tremendously to the bait fish. And, man, the bass, it just seems like it turns those creeks that are, you know, can be, you know, kind of off and on. It just turns them into little fish factories, man.
Right. Well, we don't say the H word on this radio show. So.
Yeah, well, I hate to say it, but, you know, we've been fortunate the last few years. And, you know, I'm really glad because, like I say, it's, you know, and I hear that from anglers, you know, all over the Delta. And, you know, like Alan referred to just a minute ago, you know, the fish that we're catching right now, they're just super healthy and really in good shape. So, and even with the high water, I mean, it's, That's a little bit traumatic for the fishermen just because, you know, we want to go up in the middle in the upper delta and fish. Mm-hmm. It's not traumatic at all for the fish because they are back in those crawfish flats and they're just having a buffet. They're having a great time.
They are in hog heaven up there. Well, Saturday will be 2 days after a full moon. That's usually a really good time to fish, so we're looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. You know, and something else to mention too, Alan, this weekend, I know, you know, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. A lot of people are going to get out, I'm sure, go fishing and do some other things. But we've also got the Mobile Boat Show this weekend. So it'd be an opportunity for people to get out if you're interested in a boat, you know, to go down there and take a look and see what's out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Wayne, you have a great weekend, bud.
All right, guys. Take care.
Mike Thompson is with us, giving us a report on the Upper Mobile Bay. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, guys.
Well, man, I launched at Busby's Landing for the first time in years Saturday morning, and I can tell you right now, I need to tell everybody, that place has improved a lot. It's got a concrete ramp now, the fully stocked bait store. They have really come a long way down there.
That's what I heard, and I'm glad to hear that. Because that's been a valuable place to launch, and some people had kind of backed off of going there because the facility had kind of gone down over the years, but that's really good news.
Yeah, it is good news, and I'm glad to share it with everybody. How's the fishing going to be this weekend, man?
Oh, man, it's really a toss-up. I mean, I know that over the past week up in the lower delta, the bass fishermen have been doing very well on the bass, mm-hmm. with spinner baits and creature baits right up against the bank. I heard Wayne discussing the high water situation. When that water gets up real high like that, you can only go as far as the bank in your boat, but a lot of guys are fishing the banks of these lower bays, and they're using the spinner baits, and they're also using the ribbit frog, and I think the color is a watermelon color. It looks more of a duck green color to me with some red flakes in it, but they seem to be doing real well on that. Also catching quite a few bass on the purple sallies with the white twin tail trailer. Be sure to put your trailer hook on there. Got a good report from one of the anglers, and kind of a sad report. The fish were real pretty, and they wanted to take some pictures of them, so they had one of those fancy Dan metal stringers with the clips on it, mm-hmm. and they had, you know, 8 or 10 bass, and they were beautiful, and they put them on the stringer, and they clipped it to the side every time that they put a fish on, and somebody didn't clip it very well, and the stringer went over, and oh, man, they were just sick, but they said, we just went ahead and kept on catching, and he said, we didn't get it to take our picture because we were having to throw the fish in the ice chest, and when you throw those fish, no matter what kind they are, on ice, they just lose all their color. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's been real hot, and with this front we got coming through, that could throw a monkey wrench in things because we're supposed to get some really high north winds, which will push the water down and out, and where those fish have been, they're going to make a move, and with this big bass tournament coming up, whoever knows which move to make is probably going to come away with it now. One of the places that you can go when you get a situation like that, you'll find these bass in these crazy places like Dog River and Fowl River. And they'll back up into the heads there, and it's a pretty good run from where they're going to launch. But anyway, these guys know more than me about that, and I'm sure there's some of them going to head that way and put a nice stringer on the scales. On the specks, it's been real difficult up top, up near the causeway, almost no speck activity. Some people are going down around Fairhope and catching a few down there, but it's really not been that hot. Over in Theodore Canal, they're still catching white trout in there, a few scattered specks, and the same thing with Dog River, a few scattered specks in there.
What about the sheephead? Have they shown up yet?
The sheephead are scattered around the northern part, any place where you got some good structure with barnacles on it. Mm-hmm. We have always, you know, noticed when you look at your azaleas, especially the purple azaleas that they call Pride of Mobile, when they get really full, that's a sure sign that the sheephead will be on the rigs right outside the mouth of the bay. the bay's really muddy right now, so you're not going to do as well on those rigs in the bay. You're going to have to go outside just past Sand Island to get some of that clear water. And I saw a bunch of azaleas blooming, so I'm sure over the next 10 days they're going to bust wide open.
All right, Mike, it sounds good. Good weekend coming up, a little bit cooler weather for us. It should be real comfortable out there. And, Mike, I appreciate the report.
Okay, guys.
All right, folks, let's take a trip down to Gulf Shores and speak with David Thornton, who is our resident pier and shore fishing expert down there. How you doing, David?
I'm good. I'm good, Alan. Enjoying this nice weather.
Yes, sir.
Been really warm. Yeah, you know, really, really, really mild for the middle of winter, so to speak.
Well, you know, the beach traffic is probably picking up. Have you seen a lot more traffic down there since it's gotten warmer?
It does seem like it got a lot of the locals out and about, you know, to enjoy the weather. I understand that spring break is going to be kicking off here starting early in March, and so that's going to certainly bring an influx of visitors into the area.
What can we expect to catch this time of year off the, let's say, Gulf State Pier?
Probably the biggest focus right now would be on either sheep's head or Spanish mackerel at the pier.
Ah.
Both of them are pretty good prospects. You know, we usually don't see this until the middle or third week of March, and because of the warm spell we've had, the water temperatures have warmed up more like early April than early in March.
Mm-hmm.
So the mackerel are showing up. There's even been at least one king mackerel landed on the state pier already.
Well,
they've been catching the sheep's head too. They're starting to get ready for their spawn.
Let's talk a little bit about how to catch a sheep's head, and then we'll talk a bit about how to catch a mackerel off the pier. First of all, what do you use for bait for sheep's head, and how do you go about that?
Probably the best bait is either small live shrimp or fiddler crabs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like to use fiddler crabs because you don't get as much bycatch with those.
Okay.
And but you have to fish the, especially the crabs, you dangle them between the pilings down a few feet, and you want to let them sink just out of sight. They're not necessarily on the bottom. A lot of times these fish will suspend up along the edge of the piling.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be nipping at the barnacles and algae that grows on the piling. And if they see a shrimp or a little crab, they'll munch that up too.
Use a small hook, right?
Yeah, yeah. I like about a number six, or if the shrimp are running real small, like only about 2 or 2.5 inches, you just use a number eight all-purpose hook.
Okay. And what about mackerel? What's the best bait for them?
A little early for bubble rigs, but I understand that the lead head jigs and the gotcha plugs have been working pretty good so far.
Okay.
And that's what you'd expect. With the water being at the low end of the range that they like, they'll be kind of slow, rising up to the surface. So we like to fish for them with those heavier jigs and such that'll sink pretty fast.
Well, it seems to be a great weekend shaping up for us. If you want to make a trip down to Gulf Shores, go out on the pier, catch supper, or put a few in the freezer, that might be the ticket this weekend, right?
That's a pretty good option. Yep. And if the Gulf is a little rough at times, mm-hmm. Somewhere like Perdido Pass can produce sheep's head off the seawall that they've refurbished and opened it up. You can park and walk 15 feet, and you're fishing in 15 feet of water. It's a really neat venue, especially for people that don't have a boat or any kind of way of getting around.
Well, sounds good, David. Thank you for the report, buddy.
Anytime. Take care, Alan.
We've got Captain Bobby Abiscato with your inshore report. How you doing, Bobby?
Good afternoon, Big Al. We had gotten some bait yesterday, and we had a handful of shrimp left. Let's go check some of these places and some places where I'd normally be catching fish in April and May, and dude, they were wall to freaking wall. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was just classic springtime fishing, and it wasn't just one school of fish. They were all spread out over some flats, and you know, they were kicking out nice slicks, you know, which is, you know, how I locate trout really all, you know, most of the year, but during the spring, they really seemed to slick real well. And, you know, and it wasn't just one school, and the fish had really kind of almost gone through the, you know, they're, you know, what I'd call almost well into a transition where they actually come a pretty good ways out of the creek mouse, which typically early in the spring, I would catch them very near the creek mouse in the river mouse because they still want to transition back and forth. When we get fronts like we're going to have tonight and tomorrow, you know, they'll still want to transition back in there. But, man, these fish were way out on some flats. And, again, it wasn't just one or two schools. They were kind of spread out all over the place. And it was really encouraging. The water, particularly west of the Dolphin Island Bridge, the water in the bay is still, you know, coming down the bay is still muddy. And it's probably not going to clear up anytime soon, but the water west of the bridge down through the sound is really nice. It's good fishable, salty water, you know, mid, like 14, 15 part per thousand water, which is perfect for, you know, trout to spawn in. They won't spawn anything less than that. And, so anyway, it's really kind of a pleasant surprise. And the other pleasant surprise is the red fishing, it has been great, and just went and fished some kind of pattern fish yesterday, some redfish at the mouths of some of the creeks and tips of the bars and some grass flats, and just found all kinds of new schools of these redfish. And it's really kind of cool because there's, and we probably have mentioned this, but there's a lot of small redfish. You can be going along catching, you know, 12, 14, 18 inch redfish, you know, a dozen or so, and all of a sudden catch two 22s and a 26 back to back, and basically telling me that there's multiple year classes of fish, you know, in these schools, which is, and the encouraging thing is, you know, having so many small fish in the population, it should bode well for the future for us.
So Bobby, you're talking about creek mouths a little bit, and when I'm just trying to envision where you're fishing, and you could tell me later where that was, but
right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll do you one better than that, brother. You just go to my Facebook page, there's video. I'm telling you, you know, I probably couldn't even take you back to the exact same creek mouth we were at, but you can look at the creek, the video, and see exactly the type of thing I'm doing.
I mean, it sounds like what you're talking about. It sounds like what you're talking about when you say creek mouth. I'm thinking about, you know, a marshy area, and then when you say creek mouth, I'm thinking of something I can't even get maybe even a kayak down. I mean, just
That's exactly the kind of places I'm talking about. You know, you could, some of them you could probably get in a kayak, but you wouldn't get in a bay boat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Especially, you know, we're on this, we really should be having higher water than we're having right now. The water levels from a tidal standpoint are low right now, and, you know, so, but even with a decent water level, some of the things I'm talking about, you couldn't get in. But if you really want to, you can just look on Google Earth and look down the northern side of the sound, and dude, they go on forever, you know, and it's
right.
Not, there's not any one particular one that's better than the other.
And
know,
so how do you approach
based on how the wind's going to set up best? And so what I do is I set up the drift, you know, to where I can make long casts with the wind at my back. And then, so, you know, the idea of spooking them there, if you don't get too close to them, you don't spook them. So I got my rod set up. I got everything I do is set up to make long casts. Whether I have inexperienced anglers or experienced anglers, they can make these gigantic monster casts. And so my baits are staying way out in front of the drift.
Right.
So as soon as the cork goes down or somebody gets a bite, I jam the power poles down. And the whack fest is on, you know, and that's exactly how I approach them. If you try and go into the wind doing this kind of thing, you're going to do exactly what you're talking about. You're going to spook them, and even if there's a lot of them, you're not going to catch them. So you really got to set it up to where you can get to those fish before they know you're there.
That's awesome.
And the good thing about this little cold front we're going to get, it's probably not going to affect the fishing at all on the Saturday and Sunday. Because it takes a long time for air temperature to change the water temperature.
It's not going to affect it. And I'm going to tell you, just like you just said, that the ambient temperature doesn't drop that water temperature quickly at all. And the other thing is, it's going to be so sunny. You know, the water, particularly in areas where you still got, like, foul and some of the other areas where you still got that tannicky water, man, you talk about water color that soaks up some heat. When you start getting in that black, I call it black water, but that tannicky water, dude, it soaks up the heat, you know. So you're going to have that sun beating down on the water, and we're getting the longer days now. It's not going to drop it enough to matter. You know, we're going to have something dramatic for a week. I better not say anything because I put the whammy on us. But anyway, we're going to have something pretty dramatic for a week for us, I think, for us to get any kind of big change from what we're having right now.
Sounds good, Bobby. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bobby.
Joe Dunn is with us from Miller's Ferry. How you doing, Joe?
Doing great, Alan.
Well, I imagine that the water looks a lot better up there than it does down here on the Tensaw Delta right now.
Oh, yeah. We was out on it today, and it's done got, you know, back normal. It's done cleared up. Even the river's starting to clear up a little bit. I mean, it's just a little stained in the river, but it's not bad. You can probably catch some, you know, spots out on some of those points. I know you can this weekend, and this wind may be a little bit of a problem, but it's kicked up today pretty good with this front coming on through, but right before the front, we was whacking some good bass, you know, all of them was flipping way back up in the grass and just punching those holes over in there with that jig, and he did real good.
You probably should see some crappie spawning this weekend.
They're going to be going to the banks in some places, but like I said, I think probably still your best technique right now is going to be trying to catch those fish before they hit the bank, because there's not going to be a bunch of them on the banks. There will be some, but your trolling techniques along those channels, fishing with your flying cork, you know, just off the bank.
Mm-hmm. Catching
those fish, getting ready to get up on the bank.
Okay,
I think we're still just a little bit out. We're not far. By next week, it should be on. But that water's just now getting down, so I would give it another week before I just went to strictly beating on the banks right now.
I'm thinking trolling for crappie in 10 to 15 foot of water and just try different depths with your baits.
Yeah, that's going to be the key right now because, like I said, they're not, you know, super hard on the banks yet.
Mm-hmm.
Still got just a little bit more time.
Okay.
But, I mean, we're getting real, real close.
Well, y'all are talking about crappie and bass, but I saw some big catfish you brought in.
Yeah, now the cats, they're up on those flats, and we did real good that weekend. But it's funny, too. Like I said, we had to hit two or three flats to find them. One flat we got on, I bet we caught 15 or 20 gar. And that wasn't no fun. So we had to move to another one. Then we started, you know, catching some of the cats. But moving around, they're going to be in that 4 to 6 foot of water up on the flat. And the key to it is, you know, get you some good fresh live shad. I ain't had any problem getting shad. I've been getting all I want right there in my backyard. That's your depth finder and ease along. You see a big ball of them. Throw that cast net out in them and usually a couple of casts, and I'm ready to go.
I tell you what, we ran into a big army of gar on Baymanette Creek with all our lines out the other day, and we look like we're having a Chinese fire drill trying to keep those lines from tangling up. But, hey, if you want to catch some gar, you can go to the big curve in Baymanette Creek and just load the boat up right now.
Yeah, that's the only bad thing with trolling. You can sure mess up some gear. Either get a hold to a 5 or 6 pound catfish or spotted bass, and they'll do the same thing.
Now, gar are fun to catch if you're equipped for it. You know, it takes a little like a steel leader and some kind of special lure where their teeth get caught in a nylon rope type lure. It's a lot of fun to go fishing for gar. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, but it ain't no fun when you're crappie fishing and run into them. That's for sure.
No.
All right, Joe. Well, man, that's some great catfish pictures you sent in. I hope y'all continue to catch them. One of my favorite things to do is put out a few jugs and then go crappie fishing for a while and come back and check my jugs.
That's
it's a lot of fun. Joe, have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, y'all too.